Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football. And Coach, we'll just start here kind of looking at your squad. I don't have a roster in front of me, but looking from last year, it looks like you guys got some, you guys got some guys back in the skills position side of things, losing some guys in the line and, you know, some seniors, but for the most part, you got a good group coming back that are going to be looking to make some noise this year.
Right. You know, last year was a tough year, win-loss. We won our first game and then lost our next eight. The season culminated with us battling Red Rock Central. That was a pretty tight game. Midway through the second quarter, I think it was 14-12, and then the wheels kind of fell off. And that was kind of a positive going into the offseason. And, the last 5 years, we have not had into double digits upperclassmen. So this year we have 12 upperclassmen, juniors and seniors, and that's something we've been missing, like I just said, for the last 5 years. So our kids, have got bigger just by getting older, and, several of them hit the weight room, and everyone on the team was 10 pounds heavier or more from last year. So those things are going to help us compete at a higher level. Like you said, we do have some good skilled players coming back. Neil Keel is one of our senior captains. He's been playing running back for the last 3 years and linebacker, and he'll be ready to go. I think he had 35 catches last year, 400 or 500 yards rushing, so he's kind of an all-purpose back. Two wide receivers, Kyle Curry, who plays in quarterback, and wide receiver moves into tight end, who also plays some running back. Another captain, he's be a nice target on the outside. And then Drew Swanson, who was bowl conference last year, I think he had somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 catches. Another 6'1" receiver. So they have some nice receivers on the outside, nice running back up the middle, and Connor Jacobs is going to be our starting quarterback, sophomore, athletic. He's going to give us a look at maybe a little more run-oriented from our quarterback, something we haven't had in the past few years, so that's exciting. And the biggest key is up front. We're going to put together a line that's still somewhat young, but we're going to be able to put, we have Max Weinberg, he's sophomore, 250, 6'6", so that's a good anchor. And then Ian Akmusen, Adrian Yang, returning from starting roles last year. So that's a lot of experience coming back. And we had a senior come back out, who's been off and on for various reasons. Gabe Jimenez, he's a 6'1", 190-pound tight end. So just having that size up front should give our quarterback a little more time and hopefully get back. This is crazy because 20 years ago I'd be saying we need to throw more. Now it's kind of flipped. We need to get back to being able to run the ball, something we haven't done effectively in the last 3-4 years. And this year I think we're going to make a solid effort to do that just because we have the tools to do that. And we don't have to throw 3 out of 5 downs to move the football.
Absolutely, Coach. And, coming into game one here on Friday, it's a little bit of a different experience for you now. You mentioned all those guys coming back and have that experience headed into week one. I'm sure helps heading up here against Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman.
Well, certainly. Last year we played them and we threw two pick six and we were only down 12-0 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We had kind of a turnover bug preventing us from scoring, so who knows where that game would have been at halftime. And they cashed two in late in the half, and then third quarter is a disaster, and we ended up, I think, they stuck a couple in at the end in running time to win 52-6. So we know what kind of game that was. Our kids are motivated. We need to get this season off to a good start and get some confidence. I could see it. We scrimmaged Red Rock, and we're the only two teams right away at 8:30 in the morning. We had to tackle Carter Torkelson, which is a tough ask. Yeah, I could just see our kids head just drop because it's like, oh my God, here we go again. And as the scrimmage progressed and we got onto for second scrimmage and whatnot, the confidence really rebounded. We did some really good things. So they kind of got him excited again, and this year's a new year, and we hope we can get back to Charger football.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on The Coaching Show. Looking forward to covering and talking with you here the next couple of months. Appreciate your time, Coach. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on The Coaches Show on KDOM Radio.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. Better stands and better yields start with Reclaim. Learn more at AgPointSolutions.com.
AgPoint Solutions, innovation starts here.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Sano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Welcome back to The Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrandt of Mountain Lake Area Football. And, Coach, looking at the roster here, and, you guys dealing with something you haven't had to deal with in a while, and that's numbers, low numbers this year to start this season. How have things been going for you guys here in the early parts of the year as you're trying to prepare for the Coyotes here coming up very soon?
Yeah, it's probably no secret now. Most people have heard that we're very, very low numbers-wise on our roster. But the kids that have been there are working really, really hard. So as frustrating as it is to have a lot of kids walking around town that should be on the football field, the kids that we have are working extremely hard. So we're moving forward with those kids. We've had to adjust the way we practice. Just not able to even do, a full offense versus a full defense. So a bit of a learning curve even for us coaches who have had teams with really good numbers in the past. So we're adjusting, we're learning, but the kids that are there are working very, very hard.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. It is tough with low numbers to try to get ready, for this season. But you guys have an early game here Thursday night game against the Heron Lake Okemena Fold, the Coyotes coming into town. What are some things you're trying to do to prepare for that game and get your guys ready here for the start of the year?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. I've coached here for 7 years, and we seem to always have played HLOF twice a year, and then last year we didn't see him at all. So as far as preparation-wise, we're going back to watch film from previous years and trying to find some of their games from last year, and just kind of taking note of some things. And just in all honesty, with where we're at as a program, we're focusing probably a little bit more on ourselves than our opponent this year. So as a coach, you never feel fully prepared. You always want extra days of practice before your first game, but I know our boys are probably a little bit sick of going against the same guys every day. So they're itching to get on the field and go after the Oats.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're excited to get out there tomorrow night for some Wolverine football. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on The Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Back to The Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okemena Fold, Coyote football. Coach, looking here at the start of the season, we can go over the roster a little bit. You guys losing some seniors from last year's team, some skill guys especially, that were big parts of the program. But, this junior, now senior class is a group that's been playing a lot of football for you the last couple of years, and I'm sure are ready to take that next step. And, you know, how has this offseason been for you guys in this preseason headed into game one?
Yeah, it's been a good offseason. You know, it's been a summer where I think we continue to grow in terms of getting guys in the weight room, getting stronger, getting better, things like that. We had a good summer of practices, a good summer of going to team camp and things like that. And so we feel good about the work that the kids put in this summer. And you're exactly right where we have it always hurts to lose some seniors, and we had some really, really good ones. But at the same time, we bring back a lot of guys with experience starting and rotating in, and a lot of guys who have already had experience for multiple years. So that's also nice as you're filling out the roster. The cupboard is certainly not bare. You have some guys that you can start with as a really good foundation and a good core.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, headed in here to game one, it's a Thursday night matchup. It's on the road. It's in Mountain Lake. On paper, you know, that is what some would say is the worst situation to go into. But, you know, Mountain Lake, you know, struggling a little bit this year with the numbers, and, you know, may not be the teams of old, but they do have still that pedigree and, you know, that culture there in Mountain Lake. And I'm sure you guys are hoping to get out there and play well and hopefully pick up that first game win.
Well, right. You know, you can't replace or buy that experience that they have of, you know, that I think they've been to 7 out of the last 8 section finals. And, you know, the guys that the current players have been able to practice with and practice against, and being a part of that a program certainly is a program we, you know, respect to the max. And, you know, you hope to be able to kind of match that, and maybe it's the start of something for us. And, you know, I think that there is some unknown there because they had a really big senior class. But at the same time, we know that the guys that are going to be filling those shoes are going to be really good players, and they're going to play really, really hard. And so, yeah, for us, absolutely. I think we're ready to get out there on Thursday night, you know, not having played them in a couple of years, and it would be a really, really good start to the season if we can come out and play well on Thursday night and come away with a win.
Well, it should be a lot of fun, Coach. We're excited to be there to cover that one tomorrow night. Mountain Lake area and Heron Lake Okabena Fulda football under the lights. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good, Zach. Thank you.
You bet, and we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. This is the Coach's Show on KDOM. We do have Twins baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour, so if you're looking for that, stay tuned, as pregame will start right around 5:30. We're about halfway through here. We still have some Red Rock Central football to talk, as well as Wyndham football and Wyndham volleyball. Just wanted to hop in and do let you know that we are once again awarding a Player of the Week this year, this school year now headed into the fall and into winter. Every week we will be giving away a Player of the Week that will be winning a certificate and a t-shirt sponsored by an area business. This time around, it will be Revitalized Massage Therapy here in Wyndham sponsoring the Player of the Week. So it will be a Wednesday to Wednesday award that we will be giving away live here on the Coach's Show every Wednesday, starting next Wednesday. So the last, it was a little bit odd with the way the schedule has turned out this week, that we had games last Thursday and now here on Tuesday as well. But we will go Wednesday to Wednesday, so Revitalized Massage Therapy is sponsoring this first Player of the Week, which will be announced next Wednesday for the games that we have covered. And they will get players of the game from each team, and then out of that group will be selected the Player of the Week. And most of the time it will be from games that we broadcast here on KDOM Radio on Hot Country 94.3. Sometimes there will be exceptions for some athletes outside of the broadcast, but for the most part, will be those players of the game throughout the week. that will get nominated for the Player of the Week here on KDOM. So that is coming up next week. Your Revitalized Massage Therapy Player of the Week will be announced next week here on the Coach's Show. But we'll get back here to the coaches in just a moment with Coach Isaac Jenegas of Red Rock Central here on KDOM.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football, and we'll look here, Coach, at the roster. Pretty good-sized roster for you this season, and, you know, it's the first season in a couple years that, you know, things kind of feel a little bit more normal. I know, you know, we went through COVID many years ago now, and, you know, a couple years ago you guys were dealing with the building of the school, so didn't have, you know, many home games. And, you know, last year a lot of questions about some skills positions on the roster. This year kind of feels more like you have a little bit more of an idea, and some upperclassmen who have played a lot of football for you, and a chance to kind of head into this season with a little bit more of normalcy and a little bit more of an idea of what the identity of Red Rock Central football is going to look like.
Yeah, you know, we struggled at times last year with the quarterback position, you know, with the moving of the guy that we were in, you know, hoping to fill that spot, and then pressing some guys into duty that maybe weren't quite the best fit, we'll say, for that position for our team last year. But by the end of the year, we had, you know, worked it out, and we're kind of playing a two-quarterback system. You know, now this year we've settled on one guy, and that guy being Abe Stobnis, and that has just kind of really solidified the rest of our team. Right, there's no worrying about who's going to be the quarterback, how are we going to run the offense. You know, we've been able to build that offense around Abe and his skill set a little bit, you know. And, you know, obviously we know what we got at the tailback position, and Abe is a really good complement to Carter in the fact that he is capable of running the ball as well as, you know, pushing the ball down the field in the passing game a little bit.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you kind of have that set lineup now for you headed into Thursday tomorrow on the road against Newham Cathedral, and you know, a chance for you guys to kind of start the season off strong, but a tough opponent on the road for week one.
Yeah, you know, Cathedral was running up in the section last year. Lost some key positions to graduation, but have a nice sized junior class that is coming in and will fill a lot of those skill position spots that they are you know, missing from last year's team. So some new guys, right, some new faces, some of that type of stuff, maybe you know, getting them with our experience and having everybody back, right, getting them on the first day is maybe something that is beneficial or important to us, rather than seeing them in week five or six where they catch their groove a little bit. So fully expect them to be prepared. Denny always does a great job with his kids up there. And, you know, we'll see what happens when we get there tomorrow night.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time on this busy Wednesday afternoon talking with us here on at KDOM. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Sports season is here, and sore muscles don't have to slow your athlete down. Keep them in top form with a healthy muscle massage from Revitalize Massage Therapy. Call or text Mandy today for an appointment. 507-822-6227.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Wyndham Football with us. And Coach, looking here at the start of the year and back at Island Park for some football this year, back to a little bit of normalcy, but we do have another change in the schedule, jumping up back to a little bit more of that 2A schedule for us this season. You know, I'm sure it's been a little bit tough, the last couple of years, kind of, bouncing back and forth and playing some teams, that you haven't played before, and now going back to some teams from a couple of years ago that you'll be facing. But, I'm sure the guys are ready, and, I'm sure it's good to get back there to Island Park and start this season off the right way.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Like you said, we've been playing a Class A schedule the last 2 years here, and so getting moved back to that Class 2A schedule, I think it won't be too much of a difference besides the teams we play. We played some really quality teams the last 2 years, and I think it prepared us well. So it's going to be fun and exciting, like you said, to get back to Island Park and see how we stack up against the 2A teams again.
Yeah, Coach, looking at the roster this year, don't have one in front of me, but, just kind of the way that the senior group was listed last year, you lose some skilled guys that were really important to the squad, also lose some guys on the interior, just kind of a few guys from every spot, but do have some guys coming back from last year and really all positions that have some experience and I'm sure are ready to play some football and, kind of start hitting guys with different jerseys. What are some things you're liking from your crew here this year?
Yeah, I would say the experience that we have is probably the most we've had in the last couple of years. We have a lot of guys who have seen a lot of varsity time, and so that's a huge benefit to us. We have a new quarterback this year with Jackson Joyce, but he's been playing receiver the last couple of years, so it helps him understand the routes and what we're trying to accomplish in the passing game. Up front, we return a lot of guys who've seen a lot of football, and then some new guys who we're really excited to see play and show what they can do too. So, we graduated some really good players all over the place. But the nice thing is we have the depth, and we still have depth through this year that we're excited. We're excited to see what we can do.
All right, Coach. And looking here at game one is this Friday. We'll be there to cover it at Island Park, returning to Island Park and taking on a Martin County West team who I believe is a Class A team, but the only one on the schedule for you guys this year. A chance for you guys at home to open up the season with a win. What are some things you're looking for from your guys headed into Friday?
Yeah, I think Martin County West is a pretty good football team. They were close to 500 last year in a tough section that they were in. So they, from what I've seen, they fire off the ball really hard and they're really aggressive. So I think we have a little bit of a size advantage. So I'd like to see us utilize that and take advantage up front and try to get the ground game going early. And then also just play smart football, limit the turnovers. I'd like to see our passing game be successful, not necessarily taking huge shots all the time, but just taking those short yardage and taking the easy 4 or 5 yards that they give us. So just efficient in the passing game and successful in the running game is kind of what we want to see. And then defensively, just to be flying around. I want to see 11 guys running around, all getting the ball carrier and just be aggressive. And I think if we do those things, we'll have a good shot at getting a win on Friday.
All right, Coach. Excited for Friday to cover you guys there at Island Park. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.
You bet, and we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Here when you need us the most, Triumph State Bank is hometown banking at its best. Personal or business, first savings account or business loans, Triumph State Bank offers options to help with all your banking needs. Stop by your local Triumph State Bank or find us online at triumphbanks.com.
Extra Touch Auto of Wyndham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I'm here with Coach Fast of the Wyndham Volleyball Squad, and already playing some volleyball here in the area, Coach, and we'll go back here and first talk about the first matchup of the year on the road, taking on Blue Earth. you know, anything can happen on the road, first game of the season, but I'm sure it was nice to get out there and play some volleyball, and you guys got the big win there, 3-0.
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously different for us. We lost 2 days of preseason in the past. We've, you know, I don't even know how many years we've played on that Saturday in the Big Cell Showcase. So losing 2 days of preseason was an adjustment for, you know, the girls and obviously us as coaching staff having to, you know, figure out practice plan. We had to kind of figure out rosters a little sooner. Had to look at a few things earlier than we anticipated. But, you know, you go to Blue Earth and we hadn't seen them. I don't know the last time that we had played them. And so really didn't know what to expect. Obviously the first game of the season, new, you know, obviously the girls are nervous and you just got to get out there and work through those nerves. And we dug ourselves a hole in that set one. I think at one point we were, I don't know, it was like 17-12. But the girls battled back and we ended up coming back in that first set and winning it 25-23. We just had to settle in a little bit and cut back on our errors. That's one thing that, you know, we've talked about and playing for each other and taking care of the ball on our side of the net and letting the chips may fall, as you would say. But I was really proud of how they battled back. And, you know, we swung hard. And I was very impressed with Blue Earth. They dug a lot of balls. And like I said, we swung really hard. And I was really proud of how we attacked the ball. But hats off to Blue Earth for playing defense and digging a lot of those balls.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. And, you know, yesterday you guys had Tracy Milroy-Ballatin opening home game of the season. And, you know, from the sounds of it, TMB kind of did the same things Blue Earth did. You know, they played pretty solid defense, mucked it up a little bit, not a whole lot of highlights. And, you know, they stole set one from you guys, but the girls able to bounce back and take the next three. And, you know, a real gritty win for you guys. Not a whole lot of highlights, but, you know, got the job done and got the win there 3-1.
Yeah, so, you know, the first set we did not play well. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know it was at least six. We had six service errors. Our serve receive really, we were struggling, so we weren't in system. You know, so that was the conversation that we had at between sets one and two is, you know, we can scout and give you all this information on Tracy, but if we don't take care of the ball on our side of the net, the scouting information does us no good. So, you know, we just talked about the fundamentals and we've got to focus on our serve and we've got to focus on passing that ball and making sure that, you know, we can be in system and that we have two hitters coming in at all times. And, you know, the one thing about us this year is we're a really balanced attack at the front row. There is not just one, you know, we really don't have like the go-to player like we've had in the past X amount of years. So it kind of keeps the opponent on their toes, knowing that, well, where they're going to go. Because, like I said, our attack these last two matches has been very equal amongst our front row players.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, moving forward here, you guys not slowing down a bit. You got Southwest Christian coming to town tomorrow. And, you know, and then things really start to pick up the following weeks, and we get right into the thick of the season. You know, we're just a couple of games in. I know we talk about it every season that volleyball is a little bit different than the other sports where in the fall where you have a little time to figure some things out. And you know, you got some girls, like you said, that have a lot of experience. And I'm sure, you know, these first couple of games, you have a chance to kind of work through the rotation and see what girls, you know, can really stick out and kind of go for the long term in that rotation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing we've got girls that are putting in a lot of time, they're putting in hard work, and they push each other, whether they're in the rotations or they're not in the rotations full-time. I love how they push each other. This year we're really focusing on playing for each other, playing as a team, and I'm really proud of how the girls have stepped up and accepted that that philosophy for the season. You know, yeah, we don't have a, you know, we have got three games by the time school starts next week. We have three games in already. And next week is, you know, a really busy week for us. So as much as we think we have a lot of time, you know, I always say the first 2 weeks are a marathon, you know, they're long, they're grueling. But then once we start with the matches, it's a sprint. Before we know it, we're done with regular season and we're prepping for postseason. So, we're just, you know, taking it one day at a time. We're working on the little things. We're playing for each other, and you know, the goal obviously is to win. And but the biggest thing here is just showing improvement, and the girls know they got to put in that hard work to show improvement through the season.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here, as always, on the Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow night against those Eagles of Southwest Christian. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. That's going to do it for the first week of the Coach's Show. Once again, next week we'll announce a Revitalized Massage Therapy Player of the Week. So be on the lookout for that and the players of the game throughout the week on our Facebook page. Twins coming up here in just a couple of minutes on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Mountain Lake area and Heron Lake Okabena will fold the football tomorrow night on Hot Country 94.3. And then Windham and Martin County West over there on 94.3 as well on Friday. You've been listening to the Coach's Show here on KDOM.